K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hey, this is Kyle.
Hey, Kyle, what's up?
Kyle.
Well, I went on a date with this woman. Met her at church. Her name's Elaine. She seemed nice. You know, I'd seen her there a few times. We kind of just had some casual chit-chat at church, and I finally got up the gumption, asked her out. Thought we'd, you know, maybe go to dinner at Longhorn and go to the rave, see a movie. Dinner was awesome. Had a great time talking about her. You know, talked about our kids, talked about her son, you know, good time. So we just leave dinner on the way to the movie. We met there to have dinner at the movie, or before the movie. I was going to drive us to the theater. So you know, I'm on the way driving to the theater, but she said she wanted to stop at her car and get her sweater, and she'd meet me at the theater. And she just left.
No. Like, didn't show up?
Are you kidding me?
No. Now she, you know, won't return my calls. She dropped me as a friend on Facebook, and
wow,
that's harsh.
That's big time right there.
Well, yeah.
Dang.
Well.
And everything went well at dinner?
Yeah, I mean, dinner was fine. Like I said, we were on our way to the movie. She just said she wanted to stop, get her sweater, and that was it.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. Well, you said her name was Lane, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What we'll do is we're gonna stick you on hold for a second. We'll grab Lane's phone number, call her, and see why she pulled the disappearing act.
All right. Thanks.
It's the K99.1 FM. 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
So, Kyle, you guys went to Longhorn. You got a steak, right?
I hope so.
Yeah.
That's our boy.
Good man.
That's our boy.
Good man. All right, well, hold on a second here. We're finishing up dialing Lane's phone number, and we're going to find out what's going on here for you, Kyle, all right?
All right.
Hello?
Hey, hi there. Is this Lane?
Yes, this is Lane.
Hi. Love your name, by the way.
Yeah, it's a great name.
It's an awesome name. And this is Nancy and Fry Guy from
K99. Oh, thank you. And hello.
Do you have a few moments for us?
Sure.
Okay.
All right. Well, Lane, we got a phone call from somebody who said that you guys went out to dinner, and sounds like from what he said, ever had a great dinner. But he said you kind of pulled the old vanishing act and disappeared. You remember Kyle?
Oh man. Yeah.
He said that you wanted to stop and get your sweater, and then you just kind of vanished when you were supposed to go to a movie.
Yeah. Yeah. What happened? He said you guys had dinner. I mean, you met him at church, right?
Yeah. You know, we had a nice time, right? This is weird. We had a good time, and it was nice at dinner. He's like a nice Christian guy, and I thought we were having a really good time and connecting and everything. And then on the way to the movie, we're driving, and we're at the stoplight that's kind of, do you know the stoplight right by Chili?
Oh, yeah, but the Mall of Fairfield Commons.
Oh, okay.
Exactly. Yeah, so we're there, and there's, you know, one of the guys there who, like, standing on the corner who's kind of, like, looking for work or, you know, has a sign and all
that.
Yeah. Oh, no.
And Kyle rolls down his window, and it just, this is so crazy. He starts screaming stuff like, you know, get a job! Like, stop scamming us! Where's your car? Like, it was just super, it was violent. It wasn't like, I mean, not that that would ever be interpreted any other way. It was violent. Spit was, like, just coming, flying out of his mouth. He was shaking with rage.
Oh, wait, hold on. Like, that guy wasn't in blocking traffic, what? Bothering people in their cars, and well, you know he's full of crap.
Well, you may recognize that rage, but...
Yeah, guess who?
Oh, my gosh, no.
Oh, so fine. You're going to tell me the guy's not a menace to traffic. He's not getting in people's face. He's not bothering people in their own personal cars. And I'm sure... do you even see the clothes he was wearing? He was no real poor person. He was just out there scamming money.
Whoa. Wow.
No, he was. I mean, he wasn't blocking traffic. There was no reason.
If you're sitting at a light and somebody comes walking into traffic in between all the cars begging for money, went to the window, that's in traffic. He's not on the sidewalk.
There was no reason. I didn't see any reason to. And it was scary.
I didn't see any reason for him to bother people in their cars and coming up and begging for money?
They're all liars.
They're freaking menaces.
So, Well, Elaine, I guess that explains why you needed your sweater, right?
Yes, I was really freaked out. I think that's really weird behavior, and on a first date to boot.
Yeah, on a first date.
So it's weird behavior to call these people out on their crap because they're liars, but it's not weird behavior to go around begging in people's cars to scam money.
You know what, Kyle? It's wrong. I don't think what you did was right at all, and it's scary. And I don't think he's lying either. And even if he was, it doesn't
Well, I guess it takes a liar to know a liar, don't it?
Oh, whoa. Man!
Okay,
wow.
Okay. I think that.
Yeah, Lane. We assume that you probably are not interested in a second date.
Yeah, me neither.
No way.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
All right then.
Well, thank you for your time, Lane.
Yeah,
sorry to bother you.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
You're welcome. Yep.